TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
All right. I am recording
as well with my balls.
Your balls are very good at recording. Each wrinkle is a track.
No, I lied. I'm not using my balls. That would be silly.
What? What?
Don't act like you don't know.
Don't front.
All right, don't have sex either.
What?
Too late. He was bang, bang, bangity bang. I said bang, bang, bangity bang.
Shall we sync it up?
Oh, yeah, let's sync it up.
I'm just squeezing my wife's lotion. All right, here we go.
Oh, I bet you are.
Yeah. That's how I do it.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
Pour it all out. Oh, yeah.
The way Andy pronounced the word delicious just now made me laugh quite a bit.
Okay.
It's because I leaned on the S, isn't it?
Delicious. Sound like a villain in like an over-the-top cartoon or something.
It's delicious.
Or a gay man like he is. Yeah, I said it.
Well, let's not start juggling each other's nuts just yet.
Oh, it's never too early to start juggling each other's nuts.
For the show! Save the nut juggling for the show!
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast! That was horrible!
Was that Noah?
That was Noah.
Okay, just making sure.
Welcome to TanCast! That was horrible!
We need to start our metal band already. A metal hair band.
We're bringing it back.
That'd be sweet.
What are we going to name it, though?
Tan Band.
That does not sound very metal.
Three slightly balding guys.
Hey,
that definitely
hey,
does
slightly?
Not sound
no,
metal.
No, I'm not slightly balding.
Balding.
Let's calm it down.
Balding.
No.
I think we're all slightly balding.
I think you are in error, sir.
How about Jizz Mops a Go Go? That sound metal?
I don't know if I like that. It implies we mop up jizz.
And what's wrong with that?
I don't want to mop up jizz.
It's just until we can get the band going full time.
Doesn't sound like we're playing the best venues if we got to mop up jizz for stage time.
Not everyone starts at the Oracle Arena.
I don't think anyone starts at the Oracle Arena. Hey, I'm getting a band together. Come see us at the Oracle Arena. You can get your tickets through Ticketmaster.
They'll rip you off, though.
By the way, I'm Tim, the T in Jizz Mopping Go-Go-Go.
I'm Andy, the A in Jizz Mops a Go-Go.
I'm Noah, I'm the Jizz in Jizz Mopping a Go-Go.
Yay!
At the end of the show, I jizz all over the stage and my two cohorts mop it up.
It's kind of like a Gallagher show. If you go to the first couple rows, you got to bring like a little slip
man.
And slide.
I don't know if that's a Gallagher show I want to go to.
I don't know if there is a Gallagher show I want to go to.
You know, there was a period of time where I was really into him.
Like, romantically?
No. Just like, they would always show
I'm
a special,
so
and I would
into
always
right
watch
now.
Him. And I'd be like, this guy's kind of funny.
I did like some of his jokes. I couldn't even say I do like some of his jokes. I still wouldn't sit through a whole act, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, that'd be a whole different... That'd be a crazy bukkake. Like, that'd be reverse bukkake. Like, instead of a bunch of people jizzing on one person, I'm one guy jizzing on all of you.
However, I don't think... I mean, I don't know much about Noah's ejaculate, but I don't think you're going to hit more than three audience members.
What? I like to spray it about, dude. You know how, like, when you pee... And you hold it, you pee, and you hold it, and you let a little bit out each time. That's how I do it.
So you're just going to be depositing a tiny bit.
Yeah, on everyone. Just a little drop. Little drop for you, little drop for you.
Maybe if you put your thumb over it like a water hose.
Maybe they can come out like they're taking, what is it called when you take the body of Christ?
Communion?
Yeah, communion. My jizz communion.
Jizz-munion.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's communion, but it's spelled C-U-M.
Happy Mother's Day.
Ooh, yeah, that's a Mother's Day for you.
We are fulfilling the promise of disappointing all our mothers right in the first 5 minutes. See, we look like such a disappointment by comparison. Your mom has got to let your shit slide.
No, I got to say, if you're going to do this act, you better be drinking a lot of Gatorade.
For that deep down body thirst.
Yeah.
And maybe pineapple juice, just in case someone of the audience members gets it in their mouth. They're like, tasty.
Sweet.
That was like a tasty treat.
But lay off the asparagus.
Well, that's just good advice anytime.
Because that mop has to travel with us in the van. I don't want to smell like asparagus cum.
We'll have to flip a coin. We'll have to sleep with the mop that night. You guys sleep with the mop.
Sleep with the mop?
Yeah. Someone's got to sleep with the mop, like, right?
Like she's a roadie that we're passing around.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be an awesome band.
Oh, sounds like I need to make some t-shirts for the tan store. Just Moppers a Go-Go Tour 2010. And I'll just put imaginary cities on the back that we're stopping in. And really shitty venues in all of the cities.
You know the Oracle Arena? We're playing the Shack out back. We're playing okay. The porta potty.
You remember that Blockbuster that closed? We're playing in that parking lot. This used to be a Mervyn's tour.
Are they the ones that fucked you over?
Yes.
That's right.
Ah, sweet. We could,
fuck you, Mervyn's.
Who has a laugh now? I know you've already said that, but
you know, it's worth saying every time. Someday the CEO of Mervyn's is going to listen to a Tancast and he's going to have crestfallen.
He's going to be, damn, who it. The fuck are these guys?
Well, who the fuck is he now?
He probably went to some other company.
He's probably running that piece of shit in the ground.
Like, if you fuck up at one company, like, if I fuck up at one company, they ain't hiring me anywhere else. You're CEO, you fuck up one company, like, yeah, whatever. We'll let you fuck up this company, too. It's cool. Come on in.
Oh, yeah, man. One of the many companies that I used to work for, CEO just, like he was just going to auger that baby in no matter what. It's like the company was just constantly changing, like, business models and long-term plans. Like, every time he'd come out, he'd be like, you know, every monthly meeting or quarterly meeting or whatever the fuck it was, he was super excited to talk about the new direction the company was taking. All the while, you know, it's like hemorrhaging people.
Like, what happened to the old direction? I kind of like that one.
Yeah, so guess what happened to him? He wound
he
up not CEO, but he wound up one of the, you know, the chief something officers at a much bigger company.
I think they figure you did it one place for at least a little while. They're like, we'll give you a shot here too. Why not?
I just don't get them. It's like, dude, he was in charge of the strategic direction for this company, and you saw what happened to that company.
Who do they call? Like, when you're like
Ghostbusters!
No, who do you call when you're CEO of a company and, like, you gotta get, like, references and, like, you know, oh, how do you do? Well, I guess you can't really call a company on how they did. You can just see if they, like, showed up late. But who keeps a track of that? You're the CEO, fucking know. Come when you want.
Well, when you're the CEO, like, you're making connections with, like, board members who are often, you know, see something O's of other companies or, you know, working for, like, investment firms, like, you know, venture capital or what have you. So, you know, typically you're dealing with a lot of other see something O's. So you're, I would expect that your networking is pretty rarefied. You're, you know, right up there at the top with the people that you're dealing with and, you know, making connections with.
Sweet.
It's all about who you know, man.
It is. And I know your mom.
As proved by Tim Babb's comedy career.
Tim don't know nobody.
I don't know shit.
You know some people.
I don't know no motherfuckers.
You know that guy that was on I Love Movies?
Dan Gabriel? Yes, I do.
See? You know people. You're networking. You're making connections. You're doing it. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I posted as my status today, because we're recording this on Mother's Day. I said, Happy Mother's Day to my mom, your mom, and all my MILF's friends reading this. Jeff wrote, inappropriate. Oh, I also put, now vote for me. And then I put my link to vote for me in the KTLA Find Me a Comic Sweepstakes, which you can find in the show notes of this episode. Please vote for me before the 14th. Dear God. Vote for me one day. I'd beat this. I'd beat this so bad.
Oh,
God.
Oh, yeah, you need it, baby. I'll give it to you, too. Yeah.
Hey, how about we do some tan laughs?
How about...
Where do you go when you need jokes? Come to us, we've got tan laughs. Send in jokes every week to your mom at tancast.com. So this tan laugh, son of a bitch, hang on a second, stupid fucking spam email, and we're back. This tan laugh is from Melanie, aka Princess Edamame, and lucky she wrote at the top, it's about time I get back in the game. She hasn't done a tan laugh in a while.
Back in the game, baby.
I like that. One afternoon, a lawyer was riding in his limousine when he saw two men along the side of the road eating grass. Disturbed, he ordered his driver to stop and get out to investigate. He asked one man, "Why are you eating grass?" The man says, "We don't have any money for food. We have to eat grass." "Well, then you can come with me to my house, and I'll feed you," the lawyer said. "But, sir, I have a wife and two children with me. They are over here, under a tree." "Bring them along," the lawyer replied. Turning to the other poor man, he stated, "Do you want to come with us also?" The second man, in a pitiful voice, then said, "But, sir, I also have a wife and six children with me." "Bring them all as well," the lawyer answered. They all entered the car, which was no easy task, even for a car as large as his limousine was. Once underway, one of the poor fellows turned to the lawyer and said, "Sir, you are too kind. Thank you for taking all of us with you." The lawyer replied, "Glad to do it. You'll really love my place. The grass is almost a foot high."
I read that, and at first I thought, I'm like, wait, the lawyer eats grass too? But no, then I was like, oh, I get it now.
No,
he's
the lawyer's
just being
a
douche.
He is a douchey
douche.
A douche.
I said a douche, douche, douchey douche. I said douche, douche, douchey douche. All right. Here comes another tan laugh. This one comes from Mike. Pierre, a brave French fighter pilot, takes his girlfriend Marie out for a pleasant little picnic by the river... I can never get the name of this river right. S-E-I-N-E. Seine?
Sure.
I think? Yeah,
you could just
sure.
make up a river.
The River Frog. It's in France. What the fuck? It's a beautiful day and love is in the air. Marie leans over to Pierre and says, "Pierre, kiss me." Pierre grabs a bottle of Merlot and splashes it on Marie's lips. "What are you doing, Pierre?" says startled Marie. "I am Pierre, the fighter pilot. When I have red meat, I have red wine." She smiles and they start kissing. Things begin to heat up a little bit and Marie says, "Pierre, kiss me lower." Our hero tears her blouse open, grabs a bottle of Chardonnay and pours it on her breasts. "Pierre, what are you doing now?" asks the bewildered Marie. "I am Pierre, the fighter pilot. When I have white meat, I have white wine." She giggles, and they resume their passionate interlude, and things are really steaming up. Marie leans closer to his ears and whispers, "Pierre, kiss me much lower." Pierre rips off her underwear, grabs a bottle of cognac, pours it in her lap, then he strikes a match and lights the cognac on fire.
Jesus Christ!
Marie shrieks and dives into the river. Standing waist-deep, Marie throws her arms into the air and screams furiously, "Pierre, what in the hell do you think you're doing?" Our hero stands and defiantly says, "I am Pierre, the fighter pilot. If I go down, I go down in flames." And you're all welcome for the South Park-inspired French accents on that.
Way to go.
Thank you.
You're doing
I'm
it.
I'm taking a bow right now. You just can't see it. I'm also not wearing pants, so, you know, you're welcome.
You got that going for
you. I'm not wearing pants
you.
Either. I'm wearing shorts.
Right. All right, I got one for you. I've heard this one before, but I don't think we've said on here. Pretty sure. So, two old men were sitting on our front porch, just watching life pass by. Suddenly, a Great Dane walks across their front lawn. The dog stops, lays down, and begins licking itself. The first old man says, "Boy, I sure wish I could do that." The other old man says, "I don't know. If I were you, I might try petting him first."
You know what's funny? I did that joke on Tancast a long time ago.
Oh, did
B,
you?
B, I heard it from Doug Benson back when he was a stand-up comic. I mean, he's still a stand-up comic, like back when he was like starting out as a stand-up comic.
Well, there you go. I'll try another one then.
That's right. Try again.
Why are blondes so easy?
I don't know. Why?
Who cares?
Don't look a gift pussy in the mouth. Cares.
Gift pussy.
Good.
All right.
That's it. I'm done with the jokey jokes.
You done with the show?
I'm done with the jokey jokes.
Ah, all right.
Noah's going to go take a nap.
I am kind of tired. I could go for a nap.
Do we want to discuss what you were doing before this? Why we started late? Is it something exciting?
Oh, Mother's Day stuff. Went over to my mother. I know. Went over to my mother-in-law. We had some breakfast. She opened her gift. That was it. Nothing terribly exciting. But
your mom has a loft? That sounds cool.
What?
Did you say you went to your mom's loft?
No.
No, his mother-in-law's.
Mother-in-law's.
Oh.
House.
That's not as cool at all.
Yeah, my mom doesn't have a loft. She has a lot of crap. A lot of Beanie Babies and collectibles and stuff. So let me ask you something. Do you guys have like any old family heirlooms and stuff that have been passed down that your parents are holding on to and they want to give to you or parents?
Not that I'm aware of.
Like, my mom has all this stuff that she's way into, and I just could not care. I'm just like, all right, sure. Like, she has this oil. We have, like, I guess these mineral rights for, like, this oil field, and she wants to pass those down to me. And she has never been able to get money. She's always trying to get money, going for lawyers. I'm like, why would I want to deal with that? Like, it's not like she'd become rich off this shit. Like, if you were living in a mansion, sure, maybe I'd be like, all right, let me see about these mineral rights. But it's like she's always like, oh, I got to hire a lawyer and see if we can get the mineral rights. And this can be all yours. I'm like, ooh, sounds like fun.
I'm going to get a shovel and celebrate.
But yeah, she has like all these paintings and stuff. And I mean, maybe it's just me. Cause I know a lot of people are in their family history and history. I'm just like, all right, cool. And she was talking about selling some of the stuff. And I was like, well, if you want it to sell it, go ahead. I'm not going to miss it terribly. So I was wondering if your family was the same way, that they had these things they want to give to you. And if you cared.
Like, I have some stuff, like, from my dad, but I don't think I have anything any higher up than that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little closer, so that's a little more understandable.
Oh, wait, these slippers are my grandfather's.
Were you close to your grandfather?
I wouldn't say we were super close, but I mean, we got along quite well.
You guys didn't like fight every time you saw each other. Oh, you're
well,
going
I mean,
down, Bab.
That's not uncommon for, you know, a mixed race family.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never. Oh, I guess. Oh, I guess your grandfather was white.
Right.
Gotcha. We
got along pretty well. Well, I mean, it was just I think it was just by distance that we weren't closer than we were. I guess that's what I'm going for. Closer, I mean, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You mean
a lot
closer
of the other grandkids got to see him a lot more often because they all lived up in Washington State, and I lived in California, where it was sunny. I don't know why they didn't get the memo.
Hey, you guys hear about this California? It's fucking sunny there.
What? I can't hear you. You're being drowned out by this fucking rain.
Steffi would like to live
next
in
week,
Seattle.
Actually.
And my mom
like,
is moving there.
I don't know if we ever would, but she said she'd like to live there. I'm like, I don't know.
I think I could live there. I could deal with the rain.
Yeah?
Well, it's because you live in Atlanta now, and there's all sorts of, like, wacky weather shit.
Yeah. 20-degree swings in temperature in, like, you know, 2 or 3 day time frames.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
By the way, speaking of Noah's wife, someone put this as a comment when I was the topics to talk about in the prep-isode, where, you know, giving people sort of a backstory that they may need to know before jumping into a Tancast. I don't think we've ever really sat down and explained the difference between OG Steph and Steph. Like, we just say, oh, OG Steph and, or my wife Steph. Like, sometimes we'll just use Steph interchangeably. I just cracked it. I was like, someone goes, yeah, it took me a while to grab onto that. I'm like, that's because we never said it. We never, ever. We're just like, oh, no, my wife Steph. That'll be it. That's as far as we go. It's just amusing to me.
Okay. I didn't realize we, I guess, we just know about it, so we never thought that.
Yeah, there's been a series of Stephs. Because there was also evil Steph.
I dated one Steph, and that didn't work out. I married another Steph.
That did work out.
And then I'm friends with the third Steph.
That worked out, too.
We're still friends.
In terms
friends.
Of friendship.
So, yeah.
Friend Steph has been around the longest.
That's true.
She wins.
And she is OG Steph. Evil Steph is quite obviously the one you married. I mean, the one it didn't work out with. she doesn't listen. I can get away with that.
Yeah, I don't even know where she is these days.
Oh, no, no, no. I meant your wife doesn't listen. I can get away with implying that she was the evil one.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you have any chance of my wife listening, ever.
Really? That surprises me.
No, I think she is very disinterested in Tagcast.
That's actually kind of sad. I mean, you've been doing it for 2 years almost.
She would not be upset if I stopped.
I know.
I don't think any of our wives would be that upset if we stopped.
Mine would.
Really?
Yeah, she was running errands for like, I don't know, 3 hours on Friday and came home and, you know, probably was like, oh, I'm almost caught up with Sandcast.
Holy shit.
It's like, wow. She's like, yeah, I listened to like 2.5 episodes while I was out running errands.
I thought she'd given up on us. I thought she was like, fuck it. Fuck those motherfuckers.
Fuck these guys. I'm going home.
Nope, it's like
I'm
the TiVo.
I'm home now and I have to listen to this bullshit.
It's like the TiVo. She just, you know, it backed up for a while and she's like, ah, I gotta get back to that. Like a good
I was backed up for a while, and then I took a shit.
Mm.
That story has a happy ending. Or a crappy ending, depending on your definition.
Apparently, on the stuff you your mom never told you, which you don't listen to, Tim, but apparently, I guess, when women go into the army, you get constipated. Well, maybe it happens to everyone, but specifically they're talking about women. And, like, it's a joyous occasion when you finally take a shit. Like, they celebrate. Like, yeah, I took a shit. High five. And they're just saying that's the only time women celebrate their shits. It's when, like, they go into the army, and I guess all the stress and stuff, it backs up.
Oh, well, you know, in celebration of Mother's Day, I'm going to share a slightly embarrassing story about my wife.
Sweet!
Hooray!
That relates directly to Mother's Day.
She's so happy that she could be listening again just in time for you to share in her happiness.
I won't go into any great detail, but...
You're not going to tell the story about how she was constipated and you got her the wrong laxative, are you?
No, 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 but it was right around... I think it All was right. that actual time.
All right.
Yeah, so she did celebrate after she had the C-section with Junior, you know, because they're in there fondling around with her innards, and I guess that... basically, like, shocks your system, so your bowels, like, just stop, and they won't let you leave the hospital until you're at least farting to prove that it's not, you know, like, coiled around itself or dead or, you know, having problems or whatever. But, yeah, it took, like, days and days and days after the gas started for the first poo to come out. And, well, you know, she missed the miracle of birth with our son because she had to have the emergency C-section, but then she got the miracle of birth a couple of days later by herself in that bathroom.
She had a big brown baby boy.
Yeah.
And you're like, what black man you been sleeping with?
I could actually hear her screaming and crying from the other side of the house.
Oh!
But she was so happy when it was over.
So I guess it wasn't tears of joy?
No. Not at the time. But when she was done, she was like, that was horrible, but I'm so glad it's over.
Did you go check on her?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, and I cowered at the other side of the room with our newborn
infant.
I thought
you just heard it, like, fuck, I ain't going over there.
I was just holding the baby, just rocking him. Shh, it's all going to be over soon. It's all going to be over soon. Go to your happy place. Go to your happy place.
Give that turd hell. We're going to get through this.
Yeah, our little tiny 4.5-pound preemie and I were just curled up in a corner.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've never screamed and cried over a shit, but I've had some painful ones.
Oh, I think I've cried once.
Oh.
I was
I know both of your shits have made me cry once. Walk past by the bathroom, like, oh, Jesus.
I'd thrown my back out really bad. Really badly. And, like, just getting up onto the toilet bowl, like, I was trying to poo while maintaining my back parallel to the ground. Because inclining it or declining it at all, like, getting it out of exact level, made me, like, basically start screaming. So I'm trying to poo and wipe and all the rest while my head is, like, jutting straight out level from my ass. So I think I get bonus points for that one. I mean, just the fact that I got all of the poo in the bowl while, you know, I'm, like, basically crouching like a dog. But, yeah, the incidental pain from the back, I think I was weeping openly.
Pussy.
Tim, you remember that time I threw out my back? That specific time.
Oh, was that the time you interrupted a blowjob?
That was the time I interrupted a blowjob.
Well, then I'm glad you cried, you piece of shit.
Oh.
I cried, too.
I'm a horrible friend.
You know, Mr. T used to dress like a gay man.
I'm sorry, what?
Mr. Huh? T used to dress like a gay man. I was watching the video.
Oh, you're talking about his short shorts?
Yeah, short shorts and the knee-high socks. All the gold.
I wouldn't say the knee-high socks are particularly gay.
Oh, well, I guess with the short shorts. I mean, I guess it was a style. It just seems gay these days. I'll put it this way, that way.
I mean, the short shorts, I think in any era, a dude wearing those shorter shorts, you're like, really? I mean, granted, you're not going to say anything to Mr. T. Like, hey, you look kind of gay. Wah-bah!
I was going to say, you
now
look kind
of... Now you have seven gold ring-shaped dents in your face.
Mmm. That's it.
Lovely, Noah.
That's my Mr. T impression. Mmm.
Spot on. I thought he had joined us on this call.
Did you, though?
I did. I was like, wait, is that Mr. T? Our special guest?
Mmm, yes it is, Tim.
Oh, you hurt my brain.
Treat your mother right. Your old mother is like no other.
So me and Noah saw Iron Man yesterday.
We did.
My wife and I were planning on seeing Iron Man today.
But are you taking Junior with you?
No. No, he does not like to sit still in
place. That's why you hit him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea.
White parents, you just don't get it. You gotta beat your kids. It says me and every other hack comic.
And you gotta listen to hack comics, because they know what they're talking about.
The wisdom of the hack.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I liked it. One of Danelle's friends asked me if it was better than the first one. I'm like, I don't know if I would go with better, but I don't know. I wouldn't say worse either. Which sounds lame to say, it's exactly as good as the first one. It's exactly as good.
Why would you say it like that?
I don't know why I would say it in this voice.
The voice is kind of freaking me out, dude.
Did you say it's creepy?
Yeah, creepy. Weird.
I know, I'm watching you while you sleep. No, will you be my friend forever?
I will. I will, little Timmy. I will.
Forever means death.
I'll have to kill you now, then.
You can't kill me.
Okay.
I don't know why, though. I thought I had a witty addition to that statement, but I do not. I just have this voice. And scene.
You're a weird man.
what did you think? Oh, sorry.
Go. You were going to ask me something? What I think?
I was going to ask you what you thought of Iron Man in regards to Iron Man. Oh, fuck me. Iron Man 2 versus Iron Man. Jesus.
Yeah, I would say it's about the same. Maybe a little bit more action in this one, but you still had to kind of wait a while. Like, you know, action's probably about the same. Like, there's, like, a scene. Like, I think both there's, like, kind of like an action scene, and then at the very end, that was where all the action was. Yeah, I wish maybe he had done a little more. Like, you would, like, maybe, like, a montage of him doing different good things.
Yeah, instead of just hearing about it at the beginning, it would have been nice to actually see some shit.
Yeah, like, oh, I did this, and I did this. Oh, you're great, Iron Man. Samuel Jackson's role, not that impressive.
No.
I don't love him. I would like to see him... it would have been cool if they had, like, a scene where he, like, saved him or something. Like, he did something badass instead of just showing up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would say it's about right. About the same as the first one. So there you go.
Does he strike down upon anybody with great vengeance and furious anger?
Not so much.
He didn't strike down. Shit.
Well, that's sad.
Yes. Gwyneth Paltrow is hot. Sometimes I forget that. I don't really think about her as, like, one of my hot celebrities.
Scarlett Johansson is fucking hot, even if she's gotten a little bit smaller and not as big titties.
My wife was watching The Marriage Ref, and Gwyneth Paltrow was on that. Yes.
Wait. Let's back up to the important part of that story. Your wife was watching The Marriage Ref?
Yes.
She's the one? She's the one keeping that show on the air?
Apparently.
It's still on?
I thought some people thought it was kind of funny.
I haven't heard anybody who thought it was funny. Every review I've heard, granted, I hang around comedians, and maybe they hate this kind of shit, but everybody I've heard talk to said, oh, it's bullshit, that show is such bullshit. Oh, God, bullshit, ah.
Wow.
My comedian friends are a little overdramatic.
The main host guy seems a little gay.
So you relate.
I know him, he's a comedian. I mean, I don't know him, but I know of him, and I know that he's a comedian. I bet it's kind of a Bob Saget thing. where he's actually quite a funny comedian, but has just sort of been plugged into this role and has to do it the way he has to do it.
I find it odd that Madonna's on there.
Yeah, if there's anybody I don't want marriage advice from.
Well, especially now.
Or ever.
Wait, was the breakup happening before she was on the show?
I would imagine.
Yeah, I think it's been going on for a while.
Greg Giraldo on there.
Oh, good old Greg Giraldo.
And what's his name? The really annoying guy that I can't fucking stand from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Andy?
Yes?
Nothing. I'm saying you're a really annoying guy that I can't stand.
But it's not Larry David, obviously.
Hate you. Ah, yes, Larry David.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I was like...
They actually had Larry David and Madonna on at the same time. That was like... I just kind of wandered through. It was like, oh, yeah. There's going to be some quality relationship advice from those two.
Was Larry David not known for his good relationships?
Misogynist, I believe, is the term most often associated with him.
Oh, okay.
Really? I don't know that I've ever heard that.
I don't follow the Larry and the David.
I wouldn't say either that I'm like number one Larry David super fan.
I did watch an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. It was pretty funny. Like, it made me want to watch more.
I did kind of want to watch that Seinfeld reunion, but not enough to actually watch it.
I kind of wanted to watch it, but not enough to watch it.
So
I watched an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm and was left with a great desire to gouge out my eyeballs.
I watched the episode where he was saved by someone's muffin top. And that was funny. And I think that wasn't the Seinfeld reunion like a whole series of episodes?
Probably.
I think that was one of them. And like, so they fired this girl because she had a muffin top and she would always like, you could see her fat hanging out. And then he felt bad, so he went to hire her back. And at the very end of the episode, the punchline is he almost falls off a building, but he reaches out and grabs her muffin top fat and is like holding on. And it was very funny. Oh, and then I guess he has this problem where his pee goes everywhere. So he went to her house and used the bathroom, and some of his piss hit the picture of Jesus. And they came in after him, and they thought that Jesus was crying. And later on, they found out it was just his piss. They saw him peeing, and like, wait, why is your pee going everywhere? It was pretty funny.
Because my penis has multiple holes. It's like one of those water weasels.
Yeah, but I haven't gotten around to watching it, but I'm sure someday I'll get around to it.
That's all you.
It is all me.
I will not.
It's okay, baby.
I think some of it may just be that I've got a limited tolerance for cringe comedy. Like, I'm okay with a certain amount of cringeworthy stuff going on, but when the entire point of the comedy is just, like, you feel bad for everything that's happening to these people. Like, I don't know what it is. It's like I start to feel embarrassed on behalf of characters that don't exist or something like that, and that makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, that would have sucked if that really had happened. I can't
take
it.
Yeah, like I guess I suspend my disbelief, and then I'm too empathetic or whatever, so like it's hard for me to watch that shit sometimes.
Did you ever watch Worst Week?
Worst Week? No, I don't think so.
Okay, I wonder how you would handle that. It was basically this guy, he was meeting his fiancée's family, and just fucking shit. And it lasted more than a week, but all this shit would happen. Every episode, he would fuck up. And the family would just not like him. They want to like him, but they can't because he just keeps fucking up.
Yeah.
And I think...
I was like, I Love You, Man. That was actually tough for me to get through.
Really?
Yeah.
I Love You, Man didn't seem that bad.
There's a lot of just, like, people staring at each other uncomfortably.
I guess you're more sensitive to it, so yeah. I'm like, I enjoyed I Loved You, Man.
Yeah. I think people, like, characters being uncomfortable on screen is my sharp things near people's eyes and necks.
Ah. Something happened recently about that. I couldn't handle it. I don't know. Danelle was telling me something. Yeah. Oh, I don't remember. It's something. Oh, I don't know. We're not getting into it.
Did you see Alice in Wonderland, Tim?
No.
Oh, okay.
Judging by the fact that you said that right after what I just said, now I'm not going to see Alice in Wonderland. How do you like that?
Well,
we talked about it.
We talked about it already.
Yeah.
I've already blocked it out.
Oh, okay.
I pokey
in that. Gone! I can't hear you. Blah, 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 blah.
It's like eye poking.
Blah.
Don't you let that dog shit my lawn. Yeah, keep walking. Your dog's
so I was randomly looking at people who'd written Tancast recently on Twitter, and someone wrote a tweet directed at Andy. If you took 3 years of advanced choir, how come we don't hear you sing on Tancast? You could be the winner of Tancast Idol. Well, the competition is not terribly stiff.
What? What are you talking about, man?
It's really a two-man race.
I don't know what you're talking about. I got golden vocal cords. Hey, you like that?
I thought that was Tim doing a parody of you until I checked the levels on the Skype. Congratulations, Noah. You did an effective Tim doing a parody of you.
Woo. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think my brain just flew out of my head.
I got a beautiful voice. Beautiful.
Yeah, and Tim, did you see my response on that one?
Nope.
Yeah, it's like, well, if you just want to hear the bass part of a bunch of random choral pieces.
Do we ever?
Oh, yes. Just me singing, like, long held out notes that other people are supposed to be singing over the top of. La!
I can sing over the top. They called me the Golden Fog.
Golden Fog.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you said the Golden Log. I was like, all right, I guess you shed a golden brick.
I shit gold. If I shit gold,
that's
Tim,
what
I would...
Many Saints Handcast is. We shit gold.
Mm-hmm.
I would give you some gold shit, Tim.
If you shit and it was gold, you would give it to me?
Yeah, I'd give you a little. I'd break off a piece.
A gold nugget.
Like the happiness is in Andy's voice as he realized that what he was about to say. Like, a gold nugget! Yes!
Nailed it.
I did it!
Because I'd already said that joke to myself in my head and I was pre-laughing. Oh, man, my little toddler, he's still not speaking in sentences, but he's doing, like, a baby impression of speaking in sentences. So I hear him out there with my wife, and it's like, he gets these long strings of things, but there's no actual words in them. It's just, blah, 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 blah. Like, fuck, that's what we sound like to him.
I learned it from watching you, Dad. You string a bunch of sounds together, but really have said nothing.
Oh. That was a little funny grenade.
I know.
It's like a baby version of words, 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 words.
I know. That fact is not lost on me. Man, talking about Gwen, how good Gwyneth Paltrow is still looking, reminded me of an I Am that Noah and I had earlier in the week.
Woo! I Am!
I don't remember
Tim
why
still we... still has not watched that video, by the way, though. But maybe I should link him right now and he'll watch it.
Alrighty.
And it was gone.
I don't know how it came up, but somehow we both expressed that we would definitely do the mom from Modern Family.
The moms, sir. Moms.
Well, the moms, yes. That was the eventual.
Yeah, good. Link you to the name and not the video. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking about I would do the mom in the Swagger Wagon video.
That's what it was, yeah, because I referred to Modern Family as being also a Sienna commercial.
Yeah, and then you're like, I would do the mom in the Modern Family, and I'm like, I would do both moms in Modern Family.
Yeah, because we've already talked about Sophie Vergara, but Julie Bowen, who also played a MILF in Weeds, definitely got the MILFness going on, and she's 40. And Sophie Vergara is 38, and Gwyneth Paltrow is 38, and, well, going back to my favorite, well, Rachel Weisz is 40, Jennifer Aniston is, 41? 41.
Yummy.
Is it just that we're getting older, or are is it hot women getting older, or older women getting hotter?
All of the above. I don't know.
Because it may just be that thing of, you know, like, when you're 16, it's like, you know, 15, 16, 17, all those girls are fine. Then you get like, 21, and it's like, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, all of that is fine.
I think just women in general are getting hotter.
That speaks well for our species.
Yep.
And for our old age.
Men, however, at best staying the same, more realistically getting worse.
Yeah. We all seem to be going bald.
I'm getting hot, baby. Yeah.
No, I think there are more bald guys this generation
than
the last one.
Just because you're moving. Makes you hot and sweaty. What was that, Andy?
I forget. I'm watching the Swagger Wagon video, and yeah, I'm going to agree with Noah.
Oh, you do the mom in the video?
Yep.
Yeah, I would hit that. Done. She is Tamcast hitified. She's unanimous. We'd hit that. Stamp of approval.
But yeah, I saw the mom, the blonde mom of Modern Family on Jimmy Kimmel, and she was looking good. Mm.
I've never seen Modern Family, so I have no idea who these ladies are.
You should watch it. It's a good show.
So people
it
say.
Is pretty good.
And it's a Disney network, so I should support.
Yeah. One's,
I don't watch almost anything on ABC.
One, I guess, looks like Claudia Schiffer. I think I heard that. To give you an idea of what she looks like, Tim.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
And the other one's Latin. Spicy Latin with big boobies.
Oh, my God.
We should link them.
We have.
Oh, we did?
We had Sophie Vergara's boobs as one of the episode icon, or one of the episode artworks.
We did?
Yeah. It was like, guess whose boobs these are, or something like that.
That's her.
She's on Modern Family.
There you go.
And so it's Ed O'Neill.
That I knew.
Ed O'Neill's very funny.
Looking.
Oh, and the oldest daughter on that show seems like jailbait, but she's legal.
Excellent.
So enjoy that too.
She still looks too young, though.
Yeah. She looks like sometimes she looks like she's 14.
And that little kid cracks me up. The youngest child, the little boy.
Oh. Wait, which one? Manny or...
Not Manny, the other one. The dumb one.
Lucas.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, every time we see him, my wife just starts giggling and goes, "He's so dumb."
So, yeah, those are the women we would do. And I would do Scarlett Johansson, just throwing that out
there. Wait, that's not an all-inclusive list, sir.
No. That's it. That's all. No more.
Because I was just, shopping early today, and I saw a couple ladies I would do. They're not famous or anything, but,
But they're doable.
Yeah.
I was at the supermarket the other day, just middle of the day, doing some shopping, walking around. I'm like, old, hot. It's like, wow, all of the olds on that side and all the hots on this side.
Huh. I think me and Noah were talking about this once. Like, there's always hot women at Safeway. I don't know what's going on.
Safeway has a high women quotient.
Or Vons, if you're living in SoCal.
Lucky's, on the other hand, hardly ever any hot women there. Whenever I go there, I don't go there much. So, sometimes, like, I will go to the Safeway, and they're just like, all the hot women are like, "Hey, it's time to go to Safeway now. Yeah, now let's go."
This is a hot woman alert. We need groceries. Go.
So I'm like, look, what's going on? Look at you.
How do I always time my shopping trips for when the hot women run out of milk?
Look at them run out of milk. Look at them big titties.
Mama.
You can make 3 chocolate cakes and some milk to wash it down with them titties. Wash them down. You get the idea.
Oh, I think we all just had a little funny nap there.
A funny nap.
Yep.
That's just our break.
Catch our breath.
What? You work all the way through your job? Oh, I don't think so. I was impressed in Iron Man that there was an actual Iron Man suit that Robert Downey Jr. was wearing, and I couldn't visually distinguish it from when it was all CGI. Like, it wasn't like one of those, oh, that's obviously CGI.
So there was an Iron Man suit, like, you know that, or it just looked to you like it was one?
Well, like in the party scene, the best drunk superhero scenes in Superman 3.
Okay, well, but they can mix CGI and face. Let's see. But I think there's an Iron Man suit, though.
I'm pretty sure there is, because I think I've seen pictures on the set of him in it. Like when he's in the donut. I think that picture has been floating around on the internet for a while. My wife was so excited. I was like, she's like, "That's Randy's donuts." We passed by that a lot. It's on the way to LAX from our old apartment.
Man, some TV show I was watching, a bunch of people were flying out of LAX, and I actually felt bad for the characters.
Oh, why? Yeah, Tim. So,
I hate LAX.
If you look at that picture of the Iron Man suit, there's like little marks on it to signify where they need to put CGI, and he's just like wearing like sweatpants. So it's like kind of half an Iron Man suit.
Well, it's still impressive.
All right.
Like, it's not, like, even then, there's not, like, oh, okay, that's obviously where there's real suit, and that's obviously where there's CGI.
Okay, fair enough.
So much so that I didn't even know that it wasn't all CGI.
But, yeah, it did look pretty good. CGI looked good. One thing I had a problem, well, I don't want to spoil anything for Andy.
Yes, please don't, because
it's not really so much a spoiler, but I won't say it. But there was one scene in the beginning where I was like, really? I don't know about that. That's all. That's all you get.
I just didn't like the way he died at the end. I was like, do we really have to kill him off? It's not necessary.
I know. It's like, I thought there was going to be a third one.
Apparently not.
I hate you guys so much.
I wonder if anybody actually threw down their podcast in disgust. Like, I can't believe they fucking spoiled it. I have a feeling our listeners are all smart enough to know that he didn't die. I'm going to throw that out there. I'm going to give that to you, listeners. That's how smart I think you are. That's for you. It's because I love you.
I love you, and I love you. Not you, but you over there. I love you.
Fuck, there was something else I was just going to say about Iron Man. I don't recall.
Was it that you would totally lick his balls?
Perhaps. I'm not going to take that option off the table. How's that?
Okay. He is a handsome fella.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Plus, you know, Tony Stark's got a ton of money.
Exactly.
He might give Tim that $1 million.
Oh, that's what. Oh, well, the fact that, like, a lot of the movie takes place. Like they keep going from New York to L.A. really quickly. Like, we're in L.A. We need to get to New York. One scene later, we're here. And it is still daylight. It was pretty late on the West Coast, so I'm not really sure how this happened.
Maybe they went really slowly, and it's the next morning.
Well, they went really, really fast, and they went around the Earth backwards, and they bumped into Superman. What are you doing here? Oh, I'm trying to save Lois from an earthquake. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just trying to get to a meeting in New York. Well, good on you. See you later.
I still love that idea of physics, of Superman's just going to spin the Earth backwards, and that makes it like the Earth is a tape deck.
Do you know for certain that that is not how it would work? Has the Earth ever spun the other direction?
No, but Venus spins the other direction, and it's got every sense of causality.
But if you spun it the other direction, then time would
go just because it doesn't spin the same direction we do, I'm saying once you take a planet and reverse this direction, maybe that reverses time.
Well, I guess if you stopped Venus from going around the sun, it would spin our direction really closely. It would still spin the same direction as us. It's just that it spins that direction more slowly than it goes around the sun, so from the surface of Venus, it effectively looks like it's going backwards.
Right.
Did I just blow your mind?
No, you just missed the point. But
oh, so you're saying if I took Venus and spun it quickly in a different direction than it's currently spinning?
Yes. Maybe time would reverse.
That's retarded.
You can't. That's how science works, my friend.
Science is retarded.
Science works that until I can disprove you, it works however you say it does.
That's
exactly
right.
Just ask Jesus when he comes back.
Yeah. He'll be here any moment. I'm waiting.
I'm looking out the window now. I don't see him. So I think we have time to finish this podcast.
I saw one of those, in case of rapture, this car will be unmanned. Well, if you really believed that, then you're an irresponsible dickwad for getting behind the car, the wheel of that car. I was like, my car is going to plow through some atheists. I'll be gone. I don't care about you.
We should make a bumper sticker. In case of rapture, I'm taking your car.
I don't care about you.
Did I just turn my volume down? Yes, I did.
Know. Why would you do that?
Because I was crossing my arms and the volume knob happened to be where my arms were crossed. I was like, why do they keep getting quieter? Are they running away from their microphone?
Yeah, we're trying to escape from Tim, but very slowly.
Oh, I know the other thing I was going to say. Why, you don't like LAX? Every time I've gone to LAX, it's been a fairly positive experience.
No, like dealing with the lines and security at, oh man, fucking even little tiny podunk Santa Barbara. I've had better experiences there.
Huh.
Sacramento, fucking Las Vegas, Atlanta, repeatedly. I've flown into and out of and through a ton of airports, and LAX is my least favorite.
Huh. I would say Colorado was the worst line I've ever had to wait in. Sorry, Denver. The entire state. You know, one of those state airports you always hear about. I'm trying to think. I guess generally I have a fairly good experience. I haven't really had a bad experience in an airport.
Never?
Not really, yeah. Just that one time in Colorado when the line was really long and we almost missed our flight. Thank goodness the person bent the rules because they had shut the door. Like, they were done, boarding and the door was shut. I was like, well, we're supposed to be on that flight. And so they opened it up and we got our seats. I was like, wow, we are so lucky.
I was in the opposite situation at Christmas time this last year. Like, I walked up and they were just shutting the doors. I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to be on that. I just ran all the way across this fucking airport to get here. I go, all right, well, we'll look and see what we can do. I'm like, okay. And I'm standing there, and they're not opening the doors. I'm standing there, and they're not opening the doors, and not doing anything. It's like, does see what we can do mean open the doors and, like, you know, get somebody's permission, and I go on? Like, no, we mean we're going to book you on another flight, but it should be today.
Oh, that sucks. See, the thing is, if the flight has people, they have people who are waiting to fly standby, so if you don't show up, someone can get your seat. And we were just fortunate that no one apparently wanted to fly to LAX from Colorado that day.
Oh, yeah, that one was absolutely. They were flying with, like, 2/3 full or some shit like that. There was plenty of room for me on there. It's just they'd closed the doors.
That's bullshit, then.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Apparently, you are just not as likable as me.
Probably. I mean, I think it's pretty clear.
Not really.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Everyone hates me.
I don't think so.
I caused diarrhea.
I think most of our listeners would put you at a higher likability quotient than I.
Really?
I'm kind of a dick.
But they don't know that, though.
I'm a huge dick.
They've listened. Hey, all right. Come on, let me save a little bit. I'm giving you a compliment for fuck's sake.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that.
Actually, I think he's putting you down, Andy. I think he's saying he has a huge dick. And you say, you don't have a huge dick, sir. Calm down.
I don't get you.
All right.
What? No, I just went completely off the rails. I'm going to say what you guys are talking about. Take the word dick and then take the conversation completely somewhere else.
What? No way.
Tancast tangent. Well, thanks for that, Noah. Now we have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
I'm kind of a dick.
Oh, yes. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. Yep, it's something that happened to me this week.
Oh, snibbly dibbledy.
Let's do it!
So with the whole, you know, changing in jobs thing, there's a break in between when my coverage from the previous job that I left voluntarily, between when I lose that coverage and when I gain the coverage from the new job. So I had to elect to do the Cobra to, you know, continue my coverage through that gap. So we paid a ton of money, like $1,300. Yeah, we paid $1,300 out of pocket for this Cobra. We sent that money to ADP. ADP, by the way, stands for fuckwads. I know, you look at ADP and you expect it to be like, you know, automated something, something, or whatever. No, it's fuckwads is what ADP stands for.
Good to know.
So the fuckwads took our money and then didn't call the insurance company to tell them, hey, we got money, leave their insurance on. So my wife is trying to get a prescription refilled, and she's trying to go in for a doctor's visit. And in both cases, she gets calls. It's like, we just got informed that that your insurance coverage has lapsed. I checked our bank accounts, and sure enough, the money had come out. I called up ADP. And sure enough, they had accepted our payment. They had not, however, bothered to fucking tell the insurance company. So I call the insurance company, and I get the information from them, like where their eligibility department or whatever is. Then I call ADP, and I get somebody from India on the phone who says her name is Michelle. I'm like, no. Sorry, I'm not trying to be a little bit racist, but you're not Michelle. You know, just fucking why? What is this fiction about? Who is it fooling? Who is it reassuring? If you're in India, I'm fine with that, but just fucking don't try to act like you're down the street. Because I can tell. Not just by the accent, but by your turns of phrase. It's not local. You ain't from here. So anyways, I get finger quote Michelle on the line, and she was very helpful. And she called our insurance company, and it was going to be another 2 business days before their eligibility department got the word out to the rest of their department. So it's going to be until like next Tuesday before like anybody knows that we've got health insurance. So until then, guess what we get to do? Pay a shit ton of money out of pocket after paying a shit ton of money out of pocket.
They're not going to reimburse you? Or?
Oh, they're going to fucking reimburse me. But that also means I get to go through all the hassle of fighting that and submitting those things and waiting for them to get their fucking heads out of their asses and paying me back. Because ADP decided to wait to tell my insurance company to continue my service until I called them and told them, you better fucking call the insurance company.
Wait, are you saying they're going to because you are going to make them or because they said they would?
Because they're legally required to.
Okay.
Because I've paid for the coverage.
My question is, have they said they're going to, or are this all just in your mind?
Oh, this is all in my mind.
Okay.
But it's also in the law. So if they don't give me my motherfucking money back, on a future Tancast, people are going to hear about how my lawsuit with ADP is going.
Oh, that reminds me. Speaking of people who mishandle money, let me check and see if NetLink Wireless finally got their nuts out of their ass. I don't know if I talked about this on Tancast, but a couple weeks ago when I posted the episode from Disneyland, it started off me trying to post it in my hotel room, which was at the Carousel Inn and Suites. Not the most fantastic hotel. I'm going to throw that out there. Sorry, Carousel Inn and Suites, but you know what? Fuck it, I'm sure you're doing fine. Charging for parking, fuckers.
What?
Yeah.
So
you got to pay a per day fee to park at the fucking... I'm like, go die.
Lots of places do that if they're anywhere near other places. But most of them prorate it if...
Lots of places do that if they're near other places?
Yeah, you know, if they're not just floating on a rock out in space by themselves, they'll charge you to park there. So, Tim, really, what
you
got to do is start
really
looking
need parking
for...
there.
You need asteroid.
Anyway,
we're near that 7-Eleven over there. You got to pay to park here. Sorry.
I meant, like, you know, if it's near, like, event centers or...
Uh-oh.
Baby's crying.
Oh. Is it time for nappies?
Someone is not happy.
Oh. You can't scream. It's Mama's Day. It's not your day. Your day is every other day. Oh, are you going to say Happy Mother's Day on Tancast?
Nope.
You're going to say Happy Nipple Day?
Can you say Happy Mother's Day?
You going to say Happy Tit Day? Say Tit. Tit. No, that's not baby. You're baby. Say Tit. What's this?
Baby.
See what I mean about sentences?
No. Not at all what you described.
It's not like gibberish.
Yeah, it sounded like not even a lot of it. It's like...
Yeah. Yeah. He'll go for longer ones occasionally.
Unlikely story.
But now it's because I've got a microphone near his head.
We do not believe your lies.
He also flies and casts spells.
Well, that I'm by. Yeah, that's just common sense.
Who doesn't do that?
Oh, so anyway, so I was staying at this hotel and I wanted to post Tancast, but they charge for internet access, which is another reason I don't like the Carousel Inn and Suites. I think it's just way cheaper to pass. Like, I know it doesn't cost the internet company $10 a day for internet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they could pay it for one. The hotel could pay it and pass the costs on to us cheaper than making us all pay $10 a day each if we want it.
Yeah, because my cable service costs like $40 or $50 a month, not $300.
Right.
And my cable service is fucking fast.
How fast is it?
Super fast.
I don't care. So,
well, yeah, consider like Starbucks can give you free internet service if you buy like a cup of coffee, or well,
they
not
do?
Starbucks, but places, you know.
Pete's, yeah, Pete's does.
Yeah.
Baja Fresh, McDonald's.
Oh,
a lot of these
Baja
places
Fresh.
Have free internet. Burger King used to. I don't know if they still do. But anyway, so I was like, well, fuck it. I got to get Tancast edited. So I opted to pay for internet. And then I paid for it. And I could get onto their site to pay for the internet. But then once I was done with that, I couldn't get to any other site. And so then I called.
That's the internet, dude.
It's, yeah. I'm like, great. So I called them to ask about it. And then they asked me if I could repair my connection. And then at that moment, for some reason, it didn't work. Like, I couldn't repair my connection. So, like, well, then this problem may be beyond me. I'll have to give you to one of our tech guys. I was like, okay. And then she hangs up. I was like, oh, tech guy's going to call me back. So I'm waiting a while. Finally, in the time I'm waiting, which is maybe an hour or so, I reboot my computer and I am able to repair the internet connection, and it was working fine. And still, I could not get anywhere to any other site but the site that they use to pay for the fucking internet and tell you that you have paid for the internet. And so then I call her back, and she's like, oh, well, they have to call you back. I'm like, okay, but now I can connect to the internet. That was the question you asked, and I said no. So now I'm saying yes, so how can you help me? She's like, well, I can't help you anymore. You're going to have to wait for them to call you back, and I don't know how long that's going to be. I was like, then you know what? I would like to cancel this. I would like my money back, because really, how long am I going to wait? This 24-hour period, I've already lost one. And I haven't browsed anything except the ability to lose $10.
And waste my time on the phone with you.
Exactly, when I could be posting this fucking episode. Or hanging out with my mom. So she's, okay, well, I have to take down this form, and then someone will contact you about a refund. They do. I wait a week. Nothing's happened. I call back. They're like, oh, well, I have to take down your information. They do. I wait another week. It still hasn't happened. I call back. They take down my information. I'm like, no, this is the third time they called. And the person goes, well, I'll make sure to make a note that this is the third time you called. I'm like, oh, well, that ought to do it. So then I go to their website. I send an email through their website. And I wait, I think, a week and a half this time, just because I got distracted. And then this is a part of the story I'm not particularly proud of.
Oh, I think I know this part of the story.
I called back again, and they're like, well, I can take down your information. I'm like, no. See, I've done that 3 times, and no one's gotten back to me. She's like, well, I don't have any numbers. I'm like, you don't have anybody else you can call. I need to actually speak to somebody. Like, and she's like, there's no other numbers. Like, just in a very, like, listen, fuck sick, I don't want to be talking to you. Get off my phone. Not like in a, I'm sorry, I can't help you sort of way. There was no, it was just.
It's the,
just,
no, I'm not going to do whatever you need me to do.
Exactly. So then I'm like, really? Well, do you have a manager on site? Well, they're going to tell you the same thing. I'm like, there's no other number. You have absolutely, like, if something goes wrong with the company, we're just all screwed. There's no one we can contact. Like, oh, shit, things are on fire. Who are we going to call? Nobody. All right, well, we're fucked. I didn't say that, but I was like, really? There's no other number. And I was like, I just need to talk to somebody in the department. Certainly there's some number you can transfer me to, or you have. There's something. And she's like, no. And like, just stonewalling me. And finally I was like, you're a fucking piece of shit. Die in a fire. Click.
Oh, good times.
Like, and I went into that call. Like, I knew, like, ahead of that, because I was already frustrated that it had been, at this point, a month, and I had not gotten my money back. So I'm like, listen, it's not this late. Whoever you're going to get, it's not their fault. It's not like they're sitting there with your $10.
Her fault.
Like, she's doing her job. Fucking same when you went to the fucking radio station. It's not your fault they played Nickelback. You just showed up, did your job. So don't take it out on her. Just, you know, be like, I just need to talk to somebody. I just need to talk. And that's what I kept trying to do. Like, I just need to talk to somebody. I don't want to make this your problem, but I just need to talk to somebody. And she just kept fucking stonewalling me. And I was like, fuck it! So then I went to the site, and every email address or form you could fill out, I just copied and pasted the same message. Like, hey, first off, I want to apologize. I snapped at one of your representatives on the phone today, but I've been trying for a month to get my money back. No one has even contacted me. It's a little frustrating that over $10 you're willing to fucking just say fuck it to this guy. Like, fuck it. He's not getting his $10 back. We need that $10. And so then finally somebody wrote me back, and he's like, oh, dear God, we're really sorry. We will refund your money as soon as possible. I will personally find out why your concern wasn't addressed. And next time you stay at that hotel, we are going to comp you internet access. Just call me personally. I was like, yeah, first of all, I'll be right back to that hotel. You fucking just leave the light on for me because I'm coming.
What, Tim? You're not going to go racing back to that wonderful place?
Amazingly enough, no.
What the fuck, dude?
If the Disneyland Hotel can offer free internet service, then fucking the Carousel Inn and Suites should be able. You need to be competing. You're not a hotel.
I think that fucking Motel 6 has free internet service.
Yeah, and the McDonald's next door had free internet service.
Yeah.
What they did not have, however, was an outlet to plug my computer in, and my battery licks anus.
Mm.
Like, I didn't even have time to chat with Andy for very long about how it wasn't working to get the episode uploaded before my battery completely died.
That's sweet, dude.
Oh, but anyway, I just logged in, and they have indeed refunded me my $9.95.
Yay!
So. Yay!
After a month, I think they owe you more than that.
NetLink Wireless did right by me. Eventually.
There's actually,
No. No, after a month, they gave you the money back that you should have been given back. That's not doing right by you.
However, what sucks is, like, I put it on my credit card, and I didn't, like, after a month, I don't want to get a finance charge on top of the fact that I paid for something I didn't get, so I'd already paid it off. So now I just have a $9.95, you know, credit on my credit card. So that's just, like, future money I can use.
Well, you charge stuff for your credit card, right?
Not very often.
I do because I get points now. I mean, I just charge it and I pay it off before then.
You don't get points on your debit card?
No, I don't get points on my debit card.
Are they not with the same bank?
They are with the same bank.
Huh.
But I don't know. I don't think debit cards and credit cards are usually linked, are they?
Mine are.
With Wells Fargo?
Yeah.
I don't like Wells Fargo, though.
You don't?
No. I had an issue with them where I got a bunch of... What?
No.
Oh, no. Anyway, sorry. You had an issue with them?
I had an issue with them where, you know, you get that thing where... One thing puts you over, and you get late charge, and then something else gets on top of that, and you get, like, a bunch of late fees, right, or overdraft charges.
Oh, yeah.
And I called them, and I explained to them what had happened, and one guy's like, oh, yeah, I'll totally help you out with that. Just, you know, get this – we'll wait a little bit till everything has gone through, and then call me back, and we'll take care of it. I call back and I could never get a hold of that guy again. And no one else would help me.
Wow, that does suck.
Yeah, so finally I was like, you know what? Well, sorry, go fuck you. And I end up paying off, you know, what I owed, and then I just never banked with them again.
Huh. Well, there you go.
So there you go. That's why I don't use
Of course, then you went to WAMU, and how'd that work out for you?
It worked out fine.
They closed.
They became Chase.
Now they're Chase.
Closed.
No, Chase is still
open. No. It's nope. like an escalator. They didn't close. They just became stairs.
They're closed.
I mean, nothing bad happened. The only like, thing that happened is, like, right before the end, WAMU had, like, crazy interest rates on the savings. So it's like, oh, well, let's go with WAMU. They have high interest rates. And then, like, oh, we're going out of business. And so now the interest rate is, like, less than 1%.
Well, yeah, well, interest rates suck ass anyways.
That farting noise amused Little Andy.
At the time, it was, like, 5%.
Wait, no, Little Andy is your penis. Junior is...
Yes, I was going to say. Little Andy's how I made Junior.
Well, are we ready to wrap it up?
I believe we are.
I think so.
All right, we will be back with a regular episode in 2 weeks because next week is the prepisode.
Prepisode.
Prepisode, baby, you gotta
prep
suck
it
on
like
it.
It's never been prepped before.
Wait, let me do the bass line for this.
Whew! I'm ready to start that metal band. We should go practice.
All right. Jim's Mops a Go Go coming to you live. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jesus Christ, stop it. I wonder if City Jade will let up that for die.
Them. What was that?
I said, Noah's not going to let that die.
I miss what Tim said, though.
I said, I wonder if City Jade will let us open up for them.
Who?
You remember Tim? Used to work at the radio station with me?
Yes.
Yeah.
He used to be in a, like a, I hope he's not, I hope I'm not misrepresenting this by using the statement, but a hair band, like in the 80s. And they have gotten back together, and they're performing again. I may go catch them if I'm not working next weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, they're called City Jade. Check them out. You can find them on Facebook. Let's say Facebook. Look for City Jade on Facebook.
He was an engineer, right?
No, he was the morning show producer. He was also he back when the stations were more separate, KBay and KZR. He was pretty much my mirror on KBay, and I was on KZR. Like, we did the same job, had the same first name, the same last initial, and our number was one off, and the same job title, and just like it was like we got each other's calls all the time.
I bet you love that.
Nice. I did, because I would answer the phone, "What's up, baby?" Because, yeah, the hair band. All right, nothing.
Too soon.
For the record, he didn't talk like that around the office.
He didn't or did?
Did not.
He's
I mean, would do it to be
every
funny
morning.
Every so often, kind of like I just did. Yeah, I mean, didn't he just walk in, "Morning, how was your weekend?"
I think he did talk like that.
That might be awesome. Great, I resurfaced my dick.
Traffic on the 85 is fucking crazy. Good night.
It's gonna rain tonight. Lightning and thunder.
Oh my god, my Flash wife pop. Opened the portal to hell and banshees have flown in. Alright, I gotta go. I go get my shotgun with rock salt.
Rock salt?
I don't know. It's supernatural. Most supernatural things hate rock salt.
For whatever
I would say
reason.
Most natural things also hate rock salt. Like, ow, that didn't kill me, but damn, that stings.
Yeah, really. I think it's pretty effective against most things. All right. That kid's going crazy.
All right. Well, now you're making me rethink my decision to have children. So, yes, next week is a prepisode. The week after that, it's our 100th episode, bitches.
Holy shit.
We have some special surprises planned, so you definitely won't want to miss that. Tell your friends. Tell your family.
Tell your moms.
Tell your enemies. Tell your moms. Tell your mom I said hi, especially on this Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Tell your mother I said hi from you, okay?
You can't be sad. You're on Tancast.
Is he sad? He sounds like he's laughing.
Oh, he sounds upset about something.
Yeah. He grabbed a bunch of stuff in the office, and my wife took it away from him, and He feels entitled.
He's like, mine!
What's the problem with your generation? You feel entitled to anything you get your hands on.
All fucking kids feel entitled. I'll make sure to slap that impulse right out of my kid.
They're entitled to an ass whooping.
Exactly.
I deserve this because I'm special.
You deserve a boot in the ass, fool. Your old mama is like no other. You think Mr. T was back to him? Oh, he wasn't. It was me.
Oh, I was like, man, I keep wanting to ask Mr. T all these questions, but then it just turns out it's Noah. He doesn't know. He doesn't have an opinion on... actually, he does have an opinion on the new B.A. Baracus. But
Oh, yeah. I don't like him.
All right, time
shit.
To go.
Looks all right,
done recording.
What? What?
Time to go.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess we were done.
Yep, we're done.
We were talking about B.A. Baracus. Thank you for listening to TanCast episode 99. Remember to visit TanCast.com to leave comments on this or any other episode and our blogs. Remember to go to iTunes and search for TanCast where you can subscribe to us and write us a review so that other people can find us and subscribe to us as well. Also, be sure to visit the official TanCast Facebook page, linked right there in the show notes. And also, don't forget, you can get a little bit of the TanCast magic at the official TanCast store at cafepress.com/TanCast. Thanks again for listening. We will catch you next week.
TanCast.
Yeah.
Hey, how about we do some tan laughs?
Oh, snap! Is that time already, baby?
Oh, yeah, baby! It's that time with him and you!
No, that was long.
That's what she said. Hello!
Giggity, giggity, giggity. I jizz on you.
We are some couth motherfuckers.
So uncouth.
Yep. We mined the comedy out of that premise. It's all gone.
We have mined the golden shit out of that.
No more shit nuggets.
Fresh out.